Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. What a confusing story this thing is with Colin Kaepernick. So the NFL lets the owners know and Kaepernick know that they're going to invite everybody to a tryout this weekend. But is anybody straight on this? I can't get to the bottom of it at all.
No one is. It's fairly interesting because you're confused and I'm confused. And when you read about it, Colin Kaepernick is confused. Teams are confused. I don't think anyone is certain or the sincerity about what's going to happen Saturday or the sincerity about this whole thing, about what will happen in Atlanta when an oddly orchestrated workout session is being arranged for NFL teams and quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Does everyone remember Colin Kaepernick? You know, once upon a time, he was an electric pass-run quarterback with the San Francisco 49ers. He looked like the future of the position. And then his production fell off, and then he created a firestorm when he elected to protest police brutality and racial injustice by taking a knee during the national anthem. At that moment, people lost their minds. There was a huge public backlash, a backlash from team sponsors. There was support for him in doing it. President Trump weighed in. He was released by the 49ers, and he has not played in the National Football League since 2016. He has continued to work out. He filed a grievance against the league. They eventually reached a settlement, but he has maintained that he wants to play. He is surely good enough to be on a roster. I'm not saying after 3 years he still has what it takes to be a starting quarterback. I don't know that. But without seeing it, without saying it, it seems that teams have been unwilling to sign a polarizing player who brings his political views with him, assuming he still plans to protest during the anthem. And there's some indication that he might change his protests to other directions. It's just hard to tell if this is a legitimate effort by the NFL to help Colin Kaepernick or if it's a public relations ploy. It is being held this Saturday on short notice. A lot of controversy about that because normally teams work out players on Tuesday. On Saturday, people are traveling. They're playing Sunday. And so he says the league told him they would provide a list of the teams that will be represented. The league says they never said that and they won't do that. Some teams have said they will be there. Some teams haven't weighed in. I mean, I think the Bears are a great example. Clearly, they need help at the position, whether you are talking about a different starting quarterback or a more dynamic backup on the bench. But they haven't really said whether they're going to be there or not. So, you know, it's very interesting. I'll be curious to see, you know, will some team sign him because of this tryout? It's going to be a physical tryout, a workout, and then it's also going to be an opportunity to interview him. And it is late in the season, too. It sort of creates problems there. I think it would be more likely for someone to sign him in the off season. But here we go with this thing, whether this is a dog and pony show or a real deal, and someone steps up and says, you know what, let's go. Let's try this. I don't know, but it happened Saturday in Atlanta, and we'll hear one way or another what people have to say about this thing.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll do a Illini basketball and a preview of tonight's Sport Talk with Tupper on Sports.
Tickets are on sale now for the 67th Annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon held at the Decatur Civic Center on Tuesday, November 26th. This is our time to come together and celebrate our community. Doors open at 11:30 with lunch served at noon. Dr. Dana Ray, Chief Medical Officer at Crossing Healthcare, will deliver a time-honored message. For this, we give thanks. Visit DecaturChamber.com for tickets or call 422-2200. Sponsored by Ameren Illinois Decatur Memorial Hospital, First Mid, ADS, Enbridge, and a live broadcast by WSOY AM.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illini basketball.
Yesterday started the fall signing period for high school seniors making their college choices. These are people who will be freshmen in college in 2020. Someone like Jesse Damery from Meridian High School signed to play softball at the University of Illinois yesterday. Cool deal for her. Illinois basketball expects to sign a three-player class for 2020, and one of those three signed yesterday. It's a player we've talked about previously, Andre Curbelo from New York. a point guard, a top 45 to 55 player nationally. Brett Underwood, once a player signs, the college coach can talk about him for the first time publicly. And he talked about him yesterday. He's a 6-foot point guard and just super quick and completely in charge of the floor when you watch film on him. And Brad described him as one of the best couple high school passers he has ever seen, compared him to Steve Nash, the former NBA player. But this is a kid who can also score. He's going to be an intriguing player at Illinois. Coleman Hawkins, a 6'10 player from California, will sign at his high school, but will also hold a signing ceremony in Champaign this weekend because his high school team will be in Central Illinois for a shootout, and so fans can see him perform. The third player they would like to sign is the most important of all, and that is guard Adam Miller from Chicago Morgan Park. He is a stud. He has narrowed his list to 3 schools, Illinois, Arizona, Louisville. He will sign 1 week from today at the Jordan Brand store in Chicago. That would pretty much replicate the signing ceremony that Ayo Dosunmu did when he signed with Illinois. I think Illinois leads for him. They've been recruiting him for a very long time. There are a lot of connections there. A guard tandem of Adam Miller and Andre Curbelo would be special. And remember, Illinois has a pair of 6'6 wing players who are practicing with the team now, but sitting out this season under NCAA transfer rules. So that would bring in 5 new players to the mix next season. They are losing seniors Andres Feliz and Kipper Nichols, and Ayo is expected to leave for the NBA. We'll talk about that tonight on Sport Talk from 5 to 7. Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio. We've got a ton of things to talk about, but our phones will be open if there's something you want to talk about. 5 to 7 on Sport Talk.
All right, we'll see you tonight, Mark. Have a great day. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.